If you could just pull in together now. Say, Lord Jesus, we need ears to hear, eyes to see, and a heart to perceive what you're saying to me. Amen. We're going to go to Mark chapter 4. Mark chapter 4. I would also say that you may have a press, and if you do, please obey to read this out of the Amplified. It's the parable of the sower, and we're starting at verse 1. So, Holy Spirit, whatever needs to be brought out, let it manifest for your glory. Again, Jesus began to teach by the lake. The crowd that gathered around him was so large that he got into a boat and sat in it out on the lake, while all the people were along the shore at the water's edge. He taught them many things by parables, and in his teaching said, "Listen, a farmer went out to sow his seed. As he was scattering the seed, some fell along the path, and the birds came and ate it up. Some fell on rocky places where it did not have much soil. It sprang up quickly because the soil was shallow. But when the sun came up and the plants were scorched, and they withered because they had no root. Other seed fell among thorns, which grew up and choked the plant, so that they did not bear fruit, grain. Still, other seed fell on good soil. It came up and grew and produced a crop, multiplying 30, 60, and even 100 times. Then Jesus said, "He who has ears to hear, let him hear." Now, notice he said this to the people, but now he's going to talk to the 12. When he was alone, the 12 and the others around him asked about the parables, and he told them, "The secret of the kingdom of God has been given to you, but to those on the outside, everything is said in parables, so that they may be ever seeing, but never perceiving, ever hearing, but never understanding. Otherwise, they might turn and be forgiven." That's the part that you need to really ponder on, to recognize that there are times that you're going to have to learn to just be quiet. Trying to give someone a word that they cannot receive out of season will not be able to produce anything in reality. And Jesus was really making it clear here that there were some, okay, are only going to hear the parables, verse 11, so that they may be ever seeing and ever hearing, but never understanding. Otherwise, they might turn and be forgiven. In other words, there's something in the heavenly kingdom that we cannot comprehend. And for some, the message goes in and it bears nothing. For others, and this is God's will. You know, there's a purpose in this. 13. Then Jesus said to them, "Don't you understand this parable? How then will you understand any parable? The farmer sows the word. Some people are like seed along the path where the word is sown. As soon as they hear it, Satan comes and takes away the word that was sown in them. Others like seed sown on rocky places. Hear the word and at once receive it with joy. But," verse 17 is very important, But since they have no root, they last only a short time. When trouble or persecution comes because of the word, they quickly fall away. So what causes the falling away? Trouble and persecution. Still others, verse 18, like seeds sown among thorns, they hear the word, but the worries of this life, the deceitfulness of wealth, and the desires of other things comes in and chokes the word, making it unfruitful. Others like seeds sown on good soil. Hear the word, they accept it, and they produce a crop 30, 60, or even 100 times what was sown. When I was studying this, I kept saying to the Lord, sometimes the press will be to obey and give out a word to someone. And you almost know ahead of time that it may not produce what you want, but it opens the door for them for a temporary time. Because they can receive for a moment. Should you be quiet? Because they're only able to handle for a little bit. Not really. You obey, you do what God tells you to do, because there's always a residue that's left. And you may be ending up feeding them later on that you know not of. Other things, other places, other times may happen. Someone else may come. Give them the same exact word, and it may change them at that time. So there are times that you're going to feel that you wasted your energy. You're going to have emotions that are going to creep up in you. Well, why did you open your mouth? That was dumb. Look at what they're doing with the word I gave. Don't ever do that, because otherwise our Savior himself would be critical of himself. He only did what the Father told him to do. So he did speak these parables, and he knew some of them would not be able to retain it. Did it stop him? No. He continued to obey. He obeyed in spite of. And he knew some would never be able to connect the dots. If it didn't stop him, it should not stop us. So, verse 21. He said to them, "Do you bring a lamp to put it under a bowl or a bed? Instead, don't you put it on the stand. For whatever is hidden is meant to be disclosed, and whatever is concealed is meant to be brought out into the open. If anyone has ears to hear, let him hear. Consider carefully what you hear," he continued. "With the measure you use, it will be measured to you. And even more, whoever has will be given more. Whoever does not have, even what he has, will be taken from him." I believe we have some right now that are struggling with that truth. And they may be people around you. That should not hinder your obedience. The fruit and what they do with those fruit that you give them. They may be able to use it for a while. And whatever season that they have, let it be part of their memory. So that at some other point, maybe with someone else, they'll be able to awaken to the truth. Verse 26. He also said, "This is what the kingdom of God is like." Notice again, it's the kingdom of God. "A man scattered seed on the ground, night and day, whether he sleeps or gets up, the seed sprouts and grows, though he does not know how. All by itself, the soil produces grain, first the stalk, then the head, than full kernel in the head. As soon as the grain is ripe, he puts the sickle to it, because the harvest has come. To me, the harvest is going to expose a lot of things when it happens. And there is many that are going to probably be aware for the first time how far back the seeds of love came in to their hearts. What I shared with you this morning, I said to Dr. Bobby, he gave me the vision, but he didn't tell me the price I'd pay emotionally. And I don't mind letting my emotions come out, because they're designed to come out. But you see, what you have invested in receiving someone, what you and I give out as a love flow, will not ever dry up. Those seeds are going to continue to be a reminder to those that have a need of your love and the love flow you have from the Lord. It'll come back into their hearts. Even if it's at the moment of death. Even if it's at the moment of despair or hopelessness. They may come back to life. Because what you invested in them, that love flow is eternal. So my press to you today is, don't stop giving out. Don't start looking at all the circumstances in your life that would say, "Hey, nobody really cares." The answer is, you'd be surprised how much they care. It may take years before they realize it. It may take years before you realize what's been invested in you. And what has actually come up that was planted by seeds of love, even when you were starting to grow up, like the little girl my brother's holding in his arms there. Those investments are not lost. Yesterday afternoon, I had five little girls in my raspberry patch. And it was awesome to watch Faith, because she's just turned two. And I can guarantee you, not only is she a raspberry lover, but she's a raspberry picker. I would just barely move the plants, and you know, there's a lot of them that grow underneath, and they're hidden by the leaves. And she would look at them and she'd go, "Ooh, ooh, ooh." She can't talk yet, but she can say, "Ooh." Grab those raspberries, and she'd pop either one in her mouth or her little bucket. And I had more fun with her than I can describe. Give out some love to the little ones. They need it. Invest in those that are hurting. Yes, there may be some that will waste away what you've given, but I guarantee you, God has an ability to put somebody else in their path to give another seed down the road. So don't give up. Be obedient. Amen? Gail has something to share with you, because she was pressed of the Lord to a meeting this past week, and she talked to me about it on Tuesday, and I'll